It is with a heavy heart that I have to announce that dear friend and extraordinarily respected man, Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, has died. He's been on my show before, and even then, this was late last year, you could see the sickness that had overcome him. But he persevered through. He ended up staying on for well over an hour from his car, no doubt. He was tireless and always fought the good fight. This is a man who didn't just fight for medical freedom, didn't just fight for the science, the true science that should define how we react and how we treat COVID-19. But he was also an activist when it came to freedom. And that's something that's very different from what we see from most doctors nowadays. Most doctors, whether they're for or against vaccines, whether they're for or against certain treatments, they tend to look only at the science. But Dr. Zelenko looked at the humanity of it. And this is based upon his history. He was born in Ukraine 48 years ago. He came here, immigrated legally as a, in a very poor family, but he was able to rise up above his situation, above his circumstances, and do truly amazing things with his life. It was cut way too short. He was 48 years old, and he has died today. I'm going to read parts from his obituary. It is a very well-written one. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, the man who discovered and implemented the treatment for COVID-19 that over the past 2 years has been responsible for saving millions of lives worldwide, has passed away after a long battle with cancer. He was 48. Born in Kiev, Ukraine in 1973, Zev's family immigrated to the United States in 1977 and settled in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, New York. He attended Hofstra, where he earned a BS in chemistry with high honors. He then went on to Buffalo School of Medicine, where he earned his MD in 2000. Zev has had a family medical practice in Monroe, New York in 2020 during the onset of what would become the COVID-19 pandemic. As a physician who masterfully combined the skills of both critical thinking and the scientific method and who shaped their application out of his love for both God and patients, Zev was not content to sit back and wait for politicians or public health officials to settle upon a prescribed treatment path. People were dying. He began searching almost immediately for a method of treatment. Aided by initiative, good fortune, and from his account, divine intervention, he discovered such a treatment in combining hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, and other various drugs, especially steroids, and creating what has come to be known as the Zelenko Protocol. The key to the protocol was very early intervention to treat the virus inside the cellular level before it could break loose and develop into a full-blown respiratory disease. Up to the time of his death, Zev had overseen the treatment of approximately 7,500 patients using his protocol and experienced only 3 patients' deaths. The use of the Zelenko Protocol has spread worldwide. While he was nominated, along with other courageous doctors, for a Nobel Prize in recognition of his groundbreaking treatment and outspoken advocacy on behalf of patients, for the most part, Zev faced censorship and condemnation for his taking a bold stand against prevailing orthodoxy. For whatever their motives, politicians and health officials worldwide attempted to either downplay or outright deny the efficacy of the Zelenko Protocol and its simple, low-cost treatment path. Numerous studies were constructed to deliberately hide the effectiveness of using HCQ, later ivermectin, in conjunction with other drugs. There were even steps taken by politicians like then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to forbid the use of HCQ in treating patients. Social media platforms joined in the effort to silence Zev, with Twitter having famously banned him from the platform in late 2020. As Voltaire said, it is dangerous to be right in matters where established men are wrong. Despite numerous studies over the past 2 years that have supported the effectiveness of his protocol, access to the treatment remains denied to significant portions of the population and is simply ignored by many physicians. Undeterred, Zev went in search of another method to treat patients that could circumvent government restrictions. He discovered that the natural supplement, quercetin, could serve the same function as did HCQ in assisting zinc to attack the still developing virus inside the cell. It was not as effective, but as Zev was fond of saying, you don't go to war with the army you wish you had. You go to war with the army you've got. He discovered, or his discovery of Corstan, which he likened to being a 22 caliber compared to HCQ's 50 caliber, ultimately led to the development of his Z-Stack supplements. Over the past year and a half, Zev has been an outspoken critic of both mRNA vaccines, pointing to both its serious side effects and its alteration of genetic code. He has been especially critical of the use of vaccine in children who are not old enough to give their own informed consent and who face virtually no risk of serious illness from COVID-19. He has shared his views over a broad spectrum of web-based podcast interviews and at numerous live appearances across the country. He's been routinely greeted with applause, interruptions, and standing ovations. As to the rare form of cancer, which he was diagnosed in early 2018 and told of its 100% terminal prognosis, Zev repeatedly referred to it as having been a gift from God. Quote, "My cancer is what prepared me for the COVID-19 pandemic," he would say. "Without it, I would not have developed my passion for searching for answers that others said couldn't be found. And without it, I could not have held to the persecution and the ridicule I received for daring to treat patients. I have looked death in the eye and I have made ready to meet God. I fear nothing on this earth." A man of profound faith, he believed until the end that God had created a special mission for him on this earth and that the prayers of millions have kept him alive long enough to fulfill that mission. Zev recently announced the formation of his new Z Freedom Foundation, dedicated to continuing his critical work. He also announced the release of his memoirs titled simply Zelenko that will be available in late summer to early fall 2022. He is survived by his wife, their two children, and six children from his previous marriage. Also his parents, Alex and Larissa, and his brother. Is this simply a beautiful poem? I'm sorry. For those who have been blessed with having had a chance to cross paths, if even for a fleeting moment, with the remarkable man who was Vladimir Zev Zelenko, there's a sense of knowing that in this instance, and with this soul, God could no longer wait to touch the face of the man who gave so much hope and so much life to so many during his time on this earth. Memoriam can be given in Zev's name to the Z Freedom Foundation at zfreedomfoundation.com. Yeah, this is a hard day because, again, knowing Zev, being able to call him a friend, it is always hard to talk about deaths like that. And for a man of his caliber to have died so young, it's just heartbreaking. But we will continue his legacy. We will continue to spread the message of freedom, the message of good, sound health that he promoted, especially in the later years of his life. He is he's arguably the most driven man that I've ever known. Like I said, he sat in this car in horrible conditions, sat there for over an hour, coughed his way through much of it, just to be able to reach my audience, just to be able to reach me with his messages regarding the vaccines, regarding early treatment, things that he was passionate about, but also regarding freedom. That was a passion of his. And unlike so many doctors out there who just don't care, he did care. Dr. Zelenko, we will miss you. We will keep going. We'll keep fighting the fight that you have been fighting for us for so long. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.